Hello, thank you for joining me. I'm Michael Bott. I'm a 61-year-old actor living near Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon, right in the middle of the UK. And welcome to episode 3 of the Actor Notes podcast, an eclectic ad hoc collection of thoughts, discussions and interviews about life and acting and life. Today I have a little story about luck, fate, synchronicity, cause and effect, call it what you will. It has a longish preface because it revolves around a very significant event in my life. In order for the jewel to shine, it needs to be bedded in the right setting, so bear with me. For 3 glorious months back in the summer of 2014, I was very honoured and privileged to be understudy to the great Bill Nye in the revival of David Hare's Skylight at Wyndham's Theatre, directed by Stephen Daldry. Now, understudying is not seen as an aspirational goal for an actor, usually. The connotations of just being the stand-in, that in accepting the job you somehow agree to the idea that you may be only a second-best substitute, a substandard fallback, do not, on the face of it, make the job an attractive one. However, in this particular case, the stars aligned to create a truly memorable and life-changing experience for me, and one that I would happily repeat, given the opportunity. For one thing, this job completely altered the course of my life, and it came out of the blue, completely unexpected, unlooked for. You may or may not know that I'd been away from acting for over 15 years. I'd done many interesting things inside those 15 years, but I'd come to the point, nearing 60, where I was very much asking, what on earth do I do now? I had made some efforts to return to acting, but there was a confidence issue after such a break that, for whatever reason, prevented me from going all in. And, as you well know, in this business, it's all in or nothing. So, May 2014, at age 59, I was very much unsure of where my life was headed. And then the phone rang. It was the office of Robert Fox, the production company, and the voice of the lovely Zelda Perkins, inquiring if I'd like to understudy Bill Nye in Skylight. Long story short, one of my last jobs before my acting break was to understudy Bill Nye in the West End National Theatre production of Skylight at the Vaudeville, and now Stephen Daldry needed an understudy for the same job and had not been successful finding a suitable candidate. It's my intention to say more about the job of understudying in general in another podcast sometime, but for the moment let me say, of this particular job, definitely as far as understudying is concerned, and even to a degree in the realm of acting jobs as a whole, it doesn't get any better. First of all, it was the A-team. Stephen Daldry, Bill Nye, Kerry Mulligan. The play itself was already on record as one of the great plays of modern times. Robert Fox is an exemplary theatrical management. Stephen Daldry knows everything about assembling a team and had brought in one of the finest production and stage management teams I have ever come across. Across the board, the bar was set high, very high indeed. Second, I had a wonderful and very special person to play opposite. Skylight is a big play, and it is essentially a two-hander. It's about many things on many levels, but essentially it's about two people that love each other. One older, one younger. It demands a very close working relationship between the two principals, and I will be forever grateful for the time spent with Serene Sofair, her generosity, and what we were able to create together. Third, Daldry's associate director, Justin Martin, who had the responsibility of directing us understudies, is a very fine director in his own right. And while making sure that we weren't giving performances that would frighten the living daylights out of Kerry Mulligan or Bill Nye if either of us ever had to go on, he was also insistent that whatever we would carry onto the stage in that instance would be our own performances rather than pastiches of our very good principals. In other words, as actors, not only we were given our head, we were pushed to excel. Well, I could go on, but you get the picture. We got to work on one of the finest texts there is, under the umbrella of one of the finest productions, with full support from some of the finest people in the business. As I said at the outset, an honour and a privilege. I didn't go on in the end, but we were given the grace of a full understudy performance to which we brought an audience of 200 to fill the stalls of Wyndham's. I got my agent out of it, and the whole thing enabled me to make the commitment to being all in again. As I said, a phone call that altered the course of my life. Now, as I said at the beginning, the inspiration for this podcast is not the story I've just told. There's a fascinating theatrical backstory to all this that elevates my feelings about this episode in my life above merely feeling blessed with good fortune. Listen on and see what you think. During production week, before the previews and press night, there was a special dress rehearsal of Skylight for an invited audience. Among the great and the good, of course, we understudies were allowed our own guests, and so on the night of the 6th of June 2014, I found myself with my wife, Sharon, together with our son, Jonty, his then-girlfriend, Chloe, our daughter, Eliza, and her husband, Owen. We were all together in the same place at the same time, a rare event. Also with us was a very special dear friend, a lady called Janie Booth, also an actress. Now, here's the thing. In 1936, a young American actress named Tucker McGuire was playing in a farce called Three Men on a Horse at Wyndham's, the very theatre, of course, that we found ourselves all at on this night. The story goes that, for whatever reason, she'd become very disillusioned about herself and her talents and was wanting not only to quit the show, but also the profession, and return to the United States. Indeed, she had written a letter of resignation to the management requesting termination of a contract. Part of the reason for her wanting to leave, it seems, was that she wasn't getting the laughs and response she expected from the English audience, and, as you do, had assumed it was her fault. And anyway, who was she kidding to think it was going to get any better? The afternoon she was intending to present her letter of resignation was a matinee day. The show was poorly attended and dead, as had become usual, but except for one thing. There was one individual in the audience who seemed to be enjoying her performance particularly well, and the laughter of this one man could be heard from the back of the stalls, taking pleasure, it seems, from everything Tucker McGuire was doing. Despite this slightly reassuring event, Tucker was resolved, and after the show she made her way to the manager's office to hand in her letter of resignation. There, in the office with the manager, was none other than Noel Coward. It turned out it had been Noel Coward's laughter that had been heard, and now here he was in the office singing her praises to the theatre manager. Needless to say, the letter remained in her hand. Tucker never said a word, and, confidence restored, remained in the show for the rest of the run. Now, had Tucker returned to America at that time, she would not have gone on to meet and subsequently marry the well-known British actor Tom McCauley. Tom McCauley's full name was Chambray Thomas McCauley Booth, and if you were paying attention earlier in this podcast, the surname Booth may ring a slight bell. Yes, our good friend Janie Booth, also in attendance at Wyndham's on that night, is the daughter of Tucker McGuire and Tom McCauley. But here's the thing. Janie is our very good friend, as I said, but also a very special fairy godmother to Sharon and I, because in 1983 she wrote a play called Me and Scarlett O'Hara. Performing in that show were one Michael Bott and one Sharon Bayliss, who, of course, are now Sharon and Michael Bott. So, the spooky truth of the matter is, had not Noel Coward turned up to a matinee performance at Wyndham's Theatre one day in 1936, the family Bott, as we know it, would not exist. And we all would not have been standing out on Charing Cross Road together that night, waiting to go into that very same theatre. I knew the story of Tucker McGuire and how she had met Janie's father before, but I had not realised the theatre involved was the very one I was so privileged to be working in right that moment. When Janie turned to me and said, "You know, this is the theatre my mother was in 1936, you'll understand that one or two shivers may have passed up and down my spine. Synchronicity, fate, congruence, luck, coincidence, whatever you name it. I hope you've enjoyed my little story, and my wish is that we all learn not to judge a job by its description. We have no idea, none of us, no idea at all sometimes, where fulfillment, joy, and success may spring from. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening. See you next time.